Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line as the Exdell Wildcats battle the Cedar Valley Mavericks in the finals of the D23 District Tournament. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Served by Prasoski, overpass right above the net. Exdell decides to go ahead and set it up, and the attack down and good by Hannah Crane.
Exdell is back in a district final where Giltner ended their season last year. Cedar Valley is looking for their fifth straight trip to the state tournament, where they won it all in 2009. It's the D23 District Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Centura High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Centura High School. District Championship Volleyball is on the air. Doug Duda with you as we bring you the Exdell Wildcats and the Mavericks of Cedar Valley. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. A trip to the state tournament is on the line. No wild card for the loser here tonight. So it's the true win and go to state, or win, don't win, and you go home tonight. Should be a great matchup. 21-9 Exdell, 23-6. Cedar Valley, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups here in a moment. Already underway in Class D1 tonight, Silver Lake and Cross County. Silver Lake won the first set 25-10. Cross County won the second set 25-15. Again, remember that we play the best of five here in the district final. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney for Cedar Valley. The first server will be number 2, 5'8", junior middle hitter, Brooke Bank. She'll be followed in the rotation here by number 10, 5'4", sophomore setter, Lindsay Lammers. Number 24, 5'6", junior outside hitter, Kara Donovan. Number 7, 5'9", senior middle hitter, Skylar Erickson, who is one of the state's leaders in kills with 453 on the year. She'll be followed by number 13, a 5'7", senior, Evie Choate. And finally, number 4 is a 5'5", sophomore, outside hitter Jaden Erickson. The libero, 0054, junior, Caitlin Wood. The head coach of the Cedar Valley Mavericks is Todd Beck, assisted by Julia Wood. They come in with a record of 23-6, ranked 5th and 6th in the state of Nebraska. They defeated Hampton and Spalding Academy in their sub-districts. Hampton, 23-7, they beat them in 5 sets. Now for the Axtell Wildcats. Number 3 is a 5'6" senior, Jordan Miller. Number 1, 5'4" sophomore, outside hitter, Kit Wells. Number 2, 5'10" sophomore, middle hitter, Hannah Kring. Number 6, 5'4" junior center, Gabby Nickel. Number 7, 5'4" junior libero, Laura Lundeen. And number 10, 5'6" junior outside hitter, Carly Prasoski. No libero. Kaylee Becker suits up tonight for the Axtell fans. She was injured just after the conference tournament, has missed the last 7 or 8 games, and they hope to get a little bit of use out of her tonight. Head coach of the Wildcats is Brad Nelson, assisted by Jade Olson and Darla Steinbrink. Axtell is 21-9 on the season. They are unranked in Class D2. They defeated SEM in 5 sets and Amherst in 4 sets to make it to tonight's district final. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Other volleyball action going on in D tonight. Ansley Litchfield and O'Neill St. Mary's, Alma and Southwest, and in D2, Giltner and Meade. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with the start of tonight's match after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings. Auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer Grant Sparks. Pretty simple tonight. Now, both teams have plenty of talent, but it's going to be focused on Skylar Erickson, the middle hitter with the 453 kills for Cedar Valley. If she has a big night, Cedar Valley is going to be in great shape. If Axtell can find a way to slow her down, then Axtell's got a good chance to do some damage here tonight. Cedar Valley, first it's Greeley, then it's Greeley-Wallback, now it's Cedar Valley. So the organization of Greeley-Wallback has been to the last four state tournaments. They won it all in 2009 when these seniors were freshmen, and Skylar Erickson was a part of that volleyball team that won the state championship. For Axtell, they were at the state tournament 2 years ago, but Axtell has not won a state volleyball tournament game since back in 1993. They've been there three times in the last decade, but have never been able to get that victory. So that is a look at some of the stats that go behind what these teams have coming in here tonight. Axtell, as you heard, was beaten by Giltner in the district finals last year. Cedar Valley, out of the last 4 years that they've went to state, only had to use the wild card once. But again, wild card not in play here tonight. It's the dark green, forest green jerseys of Cedar Valley with the white and black trim, and it's the black jerseys with the white trim for Axtell. Axtell will move from left to right. Cedar Valley will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial, and you're listening to District Championship Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, and Keene, and as always on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tomorrow night, Class C action. Kearney Catholic will take on Ord. We'll just be down the road in St. Paul for that matchup at 7 o'clock. Also tomorrow night, Grand Island Central Catholic plays Fillmore Central, and Wood River plays St. Cecilia. But it looks like we're ready to go. Cedar Valley has won the toss, and Brookbank will serve it away here to get our district championship underway. Three back on serve receive, and Axtell with a clean pickup. Go to the outside. First attack is blocked by Skylar Erickson on the swing of Hannah Kring. So Skylar Erickson steps up, gets an ace block on the first swing of this match. Good double block up at the net, and Brookbank will pick up the service point. Bank, very strong serve, back middle, picked up there by Lundeen. Slide to the right side, cut across there by Kitwell, stays in the back row for Cedar Valley. They'll get a roll across into the middle of the floor. Good dig up there by Carly Prasoski and set back over. Middle attack, Erickson, and she is deep, out of bounds. And Axtell will get their first point, even at 1-1. Jordan Miller to serve it away here. She is the only senior starter tonight for Axtell, with Kaylee Becker on the bench. Outside, Skylar Erickson, termination. Erickson, one of the best players in all of Class D, and you can probably go a little higher than that. She'll get her first kill tonight. She had 34 kills in the sub-district final win on Tuesday night against a very good Hampton team. Now back to serve it away will be Lindsay Lammers. Middle attack, Crane, blocked again by Skylar Erickson. And some help up there from Evie Choate. And Choate might have been the one that got that, again, the way that they're reacting down there. So we'll give it to Choate. And it's 3-1 in favor of Cedar Valley. Lammers to serve it away. Into the net it goes. Service error, point Axtell. So after the service point, service error, and back over to Axtell for Kit Wells, the 5'4 sophomore. As we're just underway, they didn't waste any time. We're starting on time. Overpass, ace serve. We're tied at 3. First ace of the match belongs to Kit Wells. Wells fires again. Good top spin on that right into the net. It's dug out of the net and passed over. Free ball here for Axtell. Here's the short set in the middle. Blocked up front. Skylar Erickson, and is another ace block. Already three ace blocks here for Cedar Valley. Skylar Erickson stands at 5'9", but plays like she's 6'5", and an impressive block up front. So three of the 4 points for the Mavericks have come on ace blocks. Back to serve it away now will be Kara Donovan. Floats it across, overpass, joust at the net. It's tipped down by Erickson for the kill. Strong serve leads to the kill, and it's 5-3 now, Cedar Valley. Again, we play the best of five. Already seen some good action here in the first few points. Donovan serve. Takes it across the net again at Lundeen. Set it back to Laura from off the net over the double block. Dug out Donovan to the back row. Set to Erickson, middle, over the double block. Up in the back row that time by Jordan Miller. Lundeen will roll it off the single block of Erickson. Cedar Valley at the net. Might have reached over, but Crane terminates. Anna Crane will get the first kill of the evening for Axtell. Side out for the Wildcats. And now Crane will go back to serve it away. Hannah, who now is second on the team in kills, serves that one. Right side attack by Skylar Erickson, and she'll get another. Third one for Skylar Erickson. But now she rotates into the back row. Checking into the contest will be Ashlyn Wood, a 5'8 junior. But Skylar Erickson to the back. It'll be interesting to see how they use her as a back row attacker. Erickson's serve is deep and out of bounds. Guess that's one way to move you quicker around to the front, is don't waste time at the service line. Side out here for Axtell. And Gabby Nickel now to serve it away. Nickel floats it across into the opposite corner. Set to the outside. Here's Cedar Valley on the attack with Brookbank. Dug out. Back row attack here for Axtell out of necessity. Kit Wells set to the 10-foot line. It'll be driven across there by Jaden Erickson, second on the team in kills. Axtell goes middle. Outside for Sosky is wide. Point, Cedar Valley. And to serve it away will be the libero, Caitlin Wood. 5'4 junior, good crowd on hand here for this D2 district final. Wood serve. Goes deep middle, stays in the back row. They pass it up front. Prosaski rolls it over the single block attempt. Goes into the back row, and Cedar Valley has to just pass it across. Free ball here for the Wildcats. Set by Nickel. Middle attack. Tipped across that time. Little half swing by Prosaski. Outside roll by Cedar Valley, and it's Jaden Erickson. Nice dig to keep it alive and pass back over. Free ball here for Cedar Valley. Middle attack. Tapped over. One-timer back into the net. They pick it out of the net. Axtell sets it into the back corner. Skylar Erickson with a good dig. Now Erickson back row swing. Overpass back. Slotted by Cedar Valley. What a rally we've got going here. And now Cedar Valley will settle down. They've got it on their side. Rolled across Jaden Erickson. Off the block and got the kill. Long, long run there. Had a bunch of one-timers in the middle of that rally. And a point for Cedar Valley to go up 8-5. Serve across by Caitlin Wood. Passed a little bit off the floor. Prosaski runs it down from Wells. They get it across. Free ball here. Middle attack. Going to be blocked up front that time by Prosaski. And it's going to be good for an Axtell point. I thought for a minute Cedar Valley was going to get it passed back across the net. But they do not. And the first ace block of the match for Axtell. Side out for the Wildcats. And to serve it away is going to be Lundeen. Erickson plays it back middle. Outside to Jaden Erickson. Angle attack is wide and out of bounds. So attack error here. I believe the first of the match by Cedar Valley. And the point for Laura Lundeen. Now a chance to tie it here. Early on in game one, deep serve, back pedaling to make the play is Donovan. They set middle from the back row. Skylar Erickson takes it across. Dig made and pass to the outside. Kit Wells off her back foot because the set was a little wide. Good job by Cedar Valley to get a couple hands on it and return it. Right side attack here. Axtell is down and good. There should be a tip. They are not going to call a tip. Ooh, it looked like Jordan Miller had hit it into a tip, but no one calls it. So Cedar Valley will get the point. And back to serve it away will be Jaden Erickson. Erickson serve, line drive, kept out of the net that time. Good job by Nickel and swatted across. Wood with the dig, outside Donovan, over the double block. It's dug out there by Lundeen. Right side attack blocked again up front and set across the net to Cedar Valley. Middle attack blocked up there again by Prosaski. one more time. Will they go to Brookbank? Nope, they're going to go to Donovan. Another good dig and another good rally. Prasoski up in the middle for Axtell, has the kill. That'll be the first kill for Carly Prasoski. 9-8 Cedar Valley. An update from Grand Island. Cross County is now up 2-1 as they have won the third set over Silver Lake 25-20. Silver Lake won the first set 25-10. Cross County's won the next two. D1 action at Central Catholic. Serve across, Donovan with the swing. Good dig, back corner by Prasoski. Out to Wells, over the double block, wide and out of bounds. Point Cedar Valley. Back to serve it away here will be Brookbank. As we've made it one time through the service rotation, Cedar Valley 10-8. Nobody has won on a long run yet. Strong serve. Picked up in the back row by Lundeen. Punched across by Kit Wells. Free ball here. Skylar Erickson back in the front row. Goes middle. It's dug out. Passed above the net. Redirected that time by Axtell setter Jordan Miller. Tip back over. And a great dig again to pass it back, but out of bounds by Axtell. A lot of strength for this Maverick ball club right now. And Brookbank to serve it away. Again, our games are also on flatriverpreps.com. And miss hitting the mini jump serve will be the third service error now in the opening set for Cedar Valley. And Jordan Miller will serve it up for Axtell. Axtell has not led yet in this set. Trailing 11-9 and almost an ace serve as the players ran together. Skylar Erickson got it across. Picked up there by Lundeen. Set to the outside. Wells off the tip. Trouble here for Cedar Valley. They will pass it across. Free ball here. And the set by Miller goes middle. Crane tips it across, tying up the defender in Lammers, but they pass it over quickly. Axtell goes to the right side this time, and the attack is deep. Axtell had control of that point the whole way, but an error gives the ball to Cedar Valley, and a timeout will be called here by Axtell. Cedar Valley 12, Axtell 9, opening set of our district final on Classic Hits.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Cedar Valley picks up another point out of the timeout of a Skylar Erickson block. So it's 13-9. Cedar Valley, Axtell on the attack. Crang, they're going to say no block. It's into the net. And now 14-9, Cedar Valley. They've scored three in a row. First time anybody has put a little run together here. Lindsay Lammers back there serving it away for the Mavericks. Cuts it towards the middle of Prasoski. Back set, Crang on the outside. Blocked again. Four ace blocks in the first set by Skylar Erickson, and another quick timeout here by Axtell. Coach Brad Nelson using two very quick timeouts here, knowing that he can't afford to see his team get any farther behind. It was in back and forth through the first 20 points, but now a 4-0 run by Cedar Valley has taken them out to 15-9, and they have got to find a way to get that ball around Skylar Erickson. They're going to have to use Hannah Kring, move her around, use some slides, maybe go to a second attacker right now, because Erickson will take the momentum and take the confidence of Hannah Kring, the second leading hitter. You've got Carly Prasoski just barely above her in kill. She's in the back row right now. And out of the timeout, Cedar Valley up 15-9. They're ready to serve it away again here with Lindsay Lammers. Right down the middle of Prasoski. Here's a set, Carly back row out of the timeout. Got to wonder about that. You call a timeout and go to a back row attack, not out of necessity, and it is mishit, didn't even get to the net. And all of a sudden, Axtell is piling up some attack errors. Serve across at Kit Wells. Lammers doing a good job moving it around. Tipped across there by Kring. Go to the middle, dumped across by Erickson, and she'll get the kill. Expecting the big swing and just staying flat-footed, Skylar Erickson will pick up her fourth kill, and Cedar Valley now on a heck of a run at 17-9. Pass across, overpass at the net. Good redirect there, and a lift called on Cedar Valley. Give credit for the point to the center, Gabby Nickel. It was either let it go in the net or try and redirect it over, which she did. But a heck of a 6-0 run there by Cedar Valley. Now it's 17-10. Strong serve, overpass, free ball, tipped down by Axtell. And Laura Lundeen will get her first kill. So a real quick point that time off the serve of Kit Wells. Wells, another strong serve, backing up Skylar Erickson. She plays it, set it back to Skylar. Perfect set and down for Skylar. Her fifth kill. Lindsay Lammers, the center, put it right on the money. And it's 18-11 Mavericks. Kara Donovan to go back and serve it away. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Postseason getting deep right now as the serve is across. From the outside, the attack by Lundeen is dug out. Barely got into the net and passed across Cedar Valley, but a free ball here. Axtell goes outside, Lundeen again, and Erickson, 2 feet above her, it looks like, blocks it. 5 ace blocks in a set. I've not seen that many blocks in a set all year long. You hardly see that many in a match. And Donovan to serve again. Kara fires it across to Kit Wells. Good pass. Back set, though. It's a little off the mark. Floated out of bounds. Some technical mistakes right now, and Coach Brad Nelson's going to go to the bench and bring some substitutes into the ball game. 20-11, the score. Opening set here. As they get ready to serve it away again. In blocks, by the way, Skylar Erickson has 51.5 blocks so far on the season, above the average here. Erickson dumps it across here. Axtell on the offense. They go middle to Kring, and Kring jams it down. Second kill for Hannah Kring. Axtell in that substitution brought Kaylee Becker back into the ball game here. First time we've seen her in the front row with that heavily taped up ankle. 20-12, Cedar Valley. And Kring will serve it across. Middle attack, Cedar Valley, Skylar Erickson, down and good. There wasn't anybody there to block her. How good is Erickson? 6 kills, 5 ace blocks. That's 11 of their 21 points. And Axtell has thrown in a handful of errors. And Skylar Erickson now goes back to serve it away. Best of 5, opening set here on Classic Hits. Classes B and D districts are tonight. Class C districts are tomorrow night. Serves across Erickson, goes on the angle to Kit Wells, set it wide, they get it to Prasoski, not handled well. Erickson goes to the back wall to keep it alive, and it's passed across there by Brooke Bank. Here is the set, Axtell, they go to the outside, a swing is down and good, but in the net called on Axtell. And they want an explanation of who was in the net. The kill would have been Kaylee Becker's. But since they call in the net, a point for Cedar Valley, 22-12. And Erickson serves this one deep and out of bounds. Ball comes back over to Axtell, but they're going to have to look for a better effort in the next set. Serve is across here. Played in the back middle. Erickson, back row attack. Termination. Skylar Erickson, number 7. I'm going to need to get a bigger stat pad here. 23-13, the serve for Caitlin Wood. This was an 11-9 ball game. Since then, a 12-4 run to put it out of reach. Serve across here is the set to the outside for Prasoski. Blocked up front that time. Pick back up. Prasoski again over the block. Skylar Erickson picks it up. The block was from Lindsay Lammers and dumped across. Lammers with the kill out of the center position, and it is game point for Cedar Valley. Caitlin Wood at 24-13 fires it across to Prasoski, who's set by Miller. She'll dump it across, actually, and get the kill. So Jordan, seeing an opening, gets the ball back over to the Wildcats. And re-entering the ball game now will be Laura Lundeen to serve, and Kaylee Becker will check out. Game point number 2 here for the Mavericks. Lundin serve. Down the middle to Skyler Erickson. Here's the set. Lammers slide it to the right side. The attack is down and good by Brooke Bank. And that is the end of the first set of our D2-3 district championship game. It was Cedar Valley 25 and Axtell 14. We're back with the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Centura, the D2-3 district final. The numbers we had, the opening set for Axtell: Kit Wells, two service points, one was an ace. Hannah Kring had two kills. Jordan Miller had a kill. Gabby Nickel, a kill. Laura Lundin, a service point and a kill. Carly Prasoski, an ace block and a kill. Six kills, one ace block and one ace serve. For Cedar Valley, Brooke Bank, two service points and a kill. Jaden Erickson, one kill. Lindsay Lammer, six service points and a kill. Caitlin Wood, two service points. Skylar Erickson, a service point, five ace blocks, and seven kills. Evie Choate had an ace block, and Kara Donovan, three service points. 10 kills, six ace blocks, no ace serves. Cedar Valley takes game one, 25-14 over Axtell. It's the best of five, and we'll head to the second set in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Put on your to-do list for your farm this winter an inventory of equipment you need to replace, and then go to Stadler Implement in Minden. They have stock tanks, a good selection of transfer augers, and a line of Mayrath, Batco, and Wheatheart augers in all sizes. Plan ahead for the springtime with their Kinsey planter parts. Stadler Implement has Kinsey meter calibration for planters, too. Stop by Stadler Implement in Minden. They're located just east of Pioneer Village.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
And the second set is underway. 1-1, a service ace for Jordan Miller, and then a service error. And so it is Cedar Valley to serve it away and get it back over to Erickson. Erickson's attack is going to be out of bounds. So Axtell, a 2-1 lead here to start the second set. After Cedar Valley won the opener 25-14, Kit Wells with the serve. Set middle, Erickson, and she paints the left wing. Got that line. Scatter with her eighth kill. 2-2, best of five again here on Classic Hits. As most districts got underway tonight at 7 o'clock, one that didn't was Silver Lake and Cross County. Cross County's up 2-1 as they play quickly over at Central Catholic. Serve across, right side, Kring, but she's wide. Hannah Kring had all kinds of room for the first time. Cedar Valley wasn't there with the block, but Kring wasn't used to seeing it. Sent it wide. Serving it is Donovan. And Kara, very deep serve. That's going to end up being an ace, I believe. Maybe that is an ace. Good hustle that time by Jordan Miller. She got to that back wall, but then it went into the crowd, and it is 4-2. First ace for Kara Donovan, and the first ace serve for Cedar Valley. 4-2, game two. Tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic plays Ord right here on Classic Hits. A lot of top spin on that one. Picked up beautifully, set to the outside. Lundin's attack is dug out by Donovan. Short set middle, Skylar Erickson with the kill. Very intimidating presence in the front row for Cedar Valley. Kara Donovan has to be one of the three girls that loves serving, because she knows Skylar Erickson's in the front row. And she could be back there for a while as long as they keep it in. And they do here to Kitwells. Here is the set by Gabby Nickel. Middle attack, Lundeen rolls it off the block of Erickson for the kill. Laura with her second kill. Side out here for Axtell. And Hannah Kring goes to the back row to serve it away. Don't forget, NFL football tonight is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Chiefs and the Chargers just about ready to get underway. Outside attack here is off the net by Jaden Erickson, and then trying to pick it up, rolling down the net. A lift will be called on Axtell. So Jaden Erickson will get credit for the point. 6-3, Cedar Valley. And Skylar Erickson now to serve it away here. Players from all over that part of the state of Nebraska. I mean, from Erickson to Cedar Rapids and anywhere in between. Greeley, Wallback, St. Paul. Middle attack here, taken across by Bank. The dig has been made and returned by Prasoski. Kind of a standing spike there. Here's the set by Lammers. Right side coming in and following into the net is going to be Axtell. The swing taken by Ashlyn Wood, who just came in, but in the net called on the Wildcats, 7-3, Cedar Valley. Skylar Erickson serve. Takes it at Lundeen. Set back to Laura in the middle. She goes angle, and now in the net's going to be called on Cedar Valley. Kind of even things out there. One on each team. And back over to the Axtell Lady Wildcats, Gabby Nickel. State football playoffs continue tomorrow for A, B, and six man, and the quarterfinals are Tuesday in C and D. More on that in a little bit. Right now, the point underway on the side of Axtell. Lundeen into the block, and an ace block for Brooke Bank. They didn't expect to see her up there, and Bank with the block makes it 8-4. Serving it away will be Caitlin Wood. And Wood will send one deep middle. Played there, and trouble. Catherine Sorensen can't keep it in. It's going to be an ace. 9-4, Cedar Valley, and timeout on the floor. First set went to Cedar Valley 25-14, and they lead Axtell 9-4. Game two, we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
With our producer engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here for high school volleyball. Tuesday, high school football, Shelton at Bertrand, 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. You'll hear the Giltner Medicine Valley game at 3 and the Donovan Trumbull North Platte St. Pat's game at 6 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Laura Lundeen, right side, puts it down for an Axtell kill. Also, we want to remind you that Kearney Catholic at Adams Central will be heard on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, kicking off at 7 on Tuesday. Lundeen's serve is blocked. She reached over the net to block it, and Coach Brad Nelson asking for a call here. Going up to block it was Brooke Bank. I don't think they're going to get the call. Brad Nelson would at least like to have the officials discuss it. You can block the serve, but very rarely can you do that. And now they're going to send Captain Jordan Miller over to ask the referee to discuss it, if they can, if that was a legal play or not, saying that she reached over the net. And the point is going to belong to Cedar Valley. Timed that just right, and it is 10-5 in favor of the Mavericks. So back to the service line they go with Jaden Erickson. Tip play at the net by Wells, blocked up front there by Bank. Set back up for Prasoski, miss hit into the net. You are now starting to see the influence of the blocks early on, starting to mess with the Axtell Wildcat players because they're trying to cut it around a block that sometimes is not there. And another timeout has been called by Axtell. It's 11-5 Cedar Valley. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Want to thank Nate Weaver, athletic director here at Centura High School, and all the folks here, as always, for their hospitality. See a lot of Centura, of course, during the Lou Platt Conference sports season. Tonight here, though, we're for the D2-3 District Championship, and it's Cedar Valley dominating right now, winning the first set 25-14, and they lead Axtell 11-5 here in the second set. The Cats have used both of their timeouts. And at the service line is Jaden Erickson. Looking for two in a row, flights it across to Lundeen. Send to the left side. The attack by Wells is blocked. They'll go to Kidd again. It's into the net that time, and it's going to be a Cedar Valley point. If there was a block on it, it went to Bank. 12-5. I don't think, though, that there was a block on that. Simply went into the net, attack air. Serve across over to Prasoski. Picked up there by Gabby Nickel. Outside Kit Wells. That time it's down. First kill for Kit Wells. Side out, Axtell. Back to serve it away is going to be Carly Prasoski. Axtell needs to get a little something going here, get some confidence back in themselves. Prasoski, one of the top players on this team. Not a lot of ace serves. Here's a pass into the net, and now they call Axtell into the net trying to block it. Cedar Valley had passed it into the net. They tried to dig it into the, out of the net, and they kind of shoved the ball into the net. It shoved the net back into the Axtell defender. Kind of a weird play there, but a point nonetheless for Cedar Valley, and Brookbank serves it across. Axtell just not getting a lot of good swings lately. Brings back in the front row. Let's see if that changes. Free ball comes over here to Axtell. They go to Kit Wells again, and she gets the kill. So we talked about it early, that they know how to get up and block Hannah Kring, and now Axtell is kind of moving the ball around and not going to Kring quite as much. And the serve just got over the net. Picked up there by the libero, Caitlin Wood. Outside attack, Skylar Erickson pops off the block that time of Gabby Nickel. Set to Kit Wells again, and she has put it out of bounds. Was there a tip? No, there wasn't. Cedar Valley point. Another score update for you. O'Neill St. Mary's takes the first set from Ansley Litchfield, 26-24 up at Burwell. 26-24 Ansley Litchfield in the first set gets the win. Service error here by Cedar Valley gives the ball back over to the Cats. And Kit Wells going to return the favor and serve it deep. So trying to stay aggressive, trying to find a way to maybe get a couple of quick points via the ace serve. Now Kara Donovan to serve for Cedar Valley, leading it 15-8 in the second set. Donovan serve to Wells. Here's Nickel. Set right side. Kring rolls it across. Diving save that time by Ashlyn Wood. Fired across and picked up there on the set. It's going to be Kit Wells to the outside. Lundeen. Lundeen's deep. And checking back into the ball game, Kaylee Becker for Axtell. First set went to Cedar Valley 25-14. They lead the second set 16-8. And Donovan to serve it again. Kara already with 7 service points, but this serve goes out of bounds. And it's 16-9. Back to serve it away. Hannah Kring for Axtell. Just a sophomore. Second leading hitter on the team. Floats it across to Wood. Set right side, Skylar Erickson. But in the net, called on Axtell. Axtell dug it out in the back row. She looked like she was running a 50-yard dash coming after that ball. I thought she was going to break a board, but took a little something off of it. Now Kaylee Becker, who's playing with that injured ankle, looks like she's going to come back out, not going to be able to go. She is in some pain out there, and she's going to check out of the ball game. In the net was called on Axtell again, trying to get closer to Skylar Erickson. Middle attack, Lundeen rolls off the block of Bank, picked up Cedar Valley. They'll push it back across. Free ball here. Nickel sets middle. Prasoski gets the swing down and good. Carly Prasoski, her second kill, obviously needs to get more involved for the Axtell offense. And back to serve it away will be Gabby Nickel. substitution here for Cedar Valley. And checking into the ball game is going to be Evie Choate again. And they'll bring Ashlyn Wood out to serve into the net. Third service error of this set for Axtell. And the ball comes back over to 00, the libero, Caitlin Wood, the 5'4 junior. The Cedar Valley school, whether it was Greeley, Wallback, or Cedar Valley, looking for their fifth consecutive trip to state. Here's Lundeen on the attack, dug out Donovan. They go to the outside. The attack is going to be Jaden Erickson, picked up by Axtell. Lundeen again and deep. A lot of the swings for Axtell are coming from off the net now to try and avoid the blocks that Cedar Valley threw up, six of them, ace blocks in the first set. And they have none here in the second, or they have two in the second set, but none in a while. Middle attack by Prasoski, dug out that time by Bank and Wood, and pass back across, close to the net. So all they can do is a short angle attack, and Lundeen makes it work. Laura with the fourth kill here. Team high for Axtell, but they've got a big hole to dig out of as she goes back to serve it away. 19-11. Serve floats across to Donovan. Set to the outside, into the block, ace block by Prasoski and by number three, Jordan Miller. She'll get credit for the kill, the block anyway. And the scoreboard tells me it's 20-11, so we'll stay with that. Serve is across by Lundeen. Right side attack, Cedar Valley is deep and out of bounds. So 20-12. Axtell fans, a little something to get fired up about here. And Lundeen, right down the sideline, trying to hit the line, but it's wide and out of bounds. 21. Well, now they are having some problems with the score block. Yeah, the score is wrong, and it says 20-13. Now it's right. Okay, 20-13. They did have it messed up earlier. Now they correct it. So it is 20-13. Cedar Valley with the lead and the attack, and it's out of bounds wide off of Donovan. So now it is 20-14, Cedar Valley up by six, and Carly Prasoski to serve it away. Now Coach Todd Beck wants to know about the score. They just saw the second error. Well, they just saw the what they thought was an error, but they were just correcting the score is all. 20-14 is the score. Cedar Valley won the opening set 25-14, and they're up 20-14 here in game number two. Serve is across. Picked up there by Jaden Erickson to the outside. Donovan off the block, pops straight up in the air at the 10-foot line. Couple of passes in the middle to Kring, and she'll drive it across. Passed it to the net. Cedar Valley saves. Free ball. Kit Wells puts it across. Wood with the dig. Outside Donovan. The Mavericks roll it to the back row. Chance here for Axtell. They set left side. Wells gets the kill. Third kill of the game for Kit Wells, and there is a rally that finally went Axtell's way. Cedar Valley made a couple of excellent digs out there, and a timeout by Coach Todd Beck. It'll be the first one for the Mavericks, so Axtell starting to make a little noise. They're down a set and 20-15 here in game two. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
All right, we have one timeout remaining here in the second set because Axtell used a couple very early. It is 20-15, and Prasoski to serve it away here. Cedar Valley goes with the tip from Donovan. Handled and passed to the outside. Wells blocked, and there's an ace block from Brooke Bank. That's her third of this game. And gets the ball back on the Mavericks service line at 21-15. Cedar Valley won the first set 25-14. And Bank now goes back to serve it away. Skylar Erickson has been a lot more quiet here in this game than the first set where she was outstanding. Wells right side as hard as she can, drives it off the double block. And Kit Wells gets her fourth kill of this set. 21-16. Jordan Miller to serve it away for the Cats. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Carney, Axtell, and Caro as the serve is across. Has to be passed over. Free ball here for Axtell. They've got a chance to get it going. Kring over the block, down and good. Hannah Kring with her third kill. 21-17. It's a four-point game. Coach Todd Beck, who has won a lot of volleyball games, got his 300th career win a couple of weeks ago, is going to sub Kaylee Penny in as a defensive specialist here. And a serve for Jordan Miller. That's her second ace of this set, 21-18. This is the kind of thing that can turn entire matches around, so Cedar Valley's got to find a way to get that ball back. In the meantime, Jordan Miller serves it across. Ask Skylar Erickson. They go back to the money man, and she'll take it down the near side, dug out by Prasoski. Set to the back row for Lundeen. Rolled across here. Another chance for the Mavericks. They go to the middle. There's Erickson on the attack. Prasoski with another dig. Passed up to Wells from off the net. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Kit Wells, kill number five in this set. And Axtell has scored six of the last 7 points to cut it to two. 21-19. Jordan Miller's serve. Picked up by Wood. Pass middle. Erickson. Termination. Skylar Erickson, her 10th of the match. Just when the Mavericks needed it to take the lead back up to three late here in game two. It's 22-19 Mavericks. And Lindsay Lammers to serve it away. Lammers, good serve right down the middle to Prasoski. Set Crane, too close to the net. Tipped it across, though, and got the point. Great adjustment there by Hannah Crane to get her fourth kill. Side out Wildcats. And it'll be Kit Wells to serve it away. She had an ace serve in the first set. Strong serve here to Erickson. Pass it back to Skyler. Swing, driven across, off of the dig of Miller, and into the crowd for the kill. No doubt about what they're going to do now. On the sideline of the Axtell Wildcats, of the Cedar Valley Mavericks. Now they're going to make a sub. Bring Penny out and Jaden Erickson back into the front row. Kara Donovan to serve. 23-20, Cedar Valley, 2 points away from a 2-0 lead here in the district final. And the serve. Strong one across to Wells. Nichols sets to the outside. Lundeen off the block. Good dig that time by Lammers to run it down from the 10-foot line. It's driven across by Jaden Erickson. Here comes Lundeen for Axtell. Blocked. Good dig in the back row by Prasoski. Dumped across there by Miller. Saved by Cedar Valley to Skylar Erickson. Stuffed by Hannah Crane. The first one-on-one that Crane has won with Skylar Erickson. And the first ace block for her of the match. And it keeps the Mavericks off of game point. Crane now to serve it away. 23-21 Cedar Valley. And Crane serve across to Donovan. They set Lammers to the outside. Erickson, she'll come into the middle and drive it down. Number 12. And it is now game point for Cedar Valley. But Skylar Erickson is serving, so she's in the back row. If Axtell can pick up this serve, they got five players back to receive this. And across it comes to Lundeen, overpass, free ball, but not a good tip back, so Axtell has a chance here. Lundeen, the left side, block, nope, into the net. Four hits, and Cedar Valley will take the second set here, 25-21. They are up 2-0 over Axtell in the D2-3 district final. We'll be back with some numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Now let's take a look at the numbers I had from the second set. for Axtell, a much better set, but they got started just a little too late. Kit Wells had 5 kills. Hannah Kring, an ace block and 2 kills. Jordan Miller, 4 service points, 2 of them aces and an ace block. Slide down to Laura Lundeen, 2 service points, 3 kills. Carly Prasoski, 1 service point and a kill. Axtell had 11 kills, 2 ace blocks and 2 ace serves. For Cedar Valley, Brooke Bank had 3 ace blocks. Jaden Erickson, 2 service points and a kill. Caitlin Wood, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Skylar Erickson, 2 service points and 5 kills. And Kara Donovan had 4 service points. 1 was an ace. 6 kills, 3 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. Cedar Valley takes game 2, 25-21. We'll go to the third set next.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Cedar Valley will serve it away, and Skylar Erickson will get a kill to start game number 3 here. And the Mavericks up 1-0 with Brooke Bank on the serve. Brooke takes a little run at it and fires a good, strong ace serve. First ace for Bank. And it is now 2-0, 25-14, 25-21. Cedar Valley has won the first 2 sets. Silver Lake has tied their matchup with Cross County at 2-2. They won the fourth, 25-20. So Silver Lake winners of the first and fourth sets over at Central Catholic, and Ansley Litchfield took game 1 from O'Neill St. Mary's. Here's Skylar Erickson taking another kill. That is 14 in the match for Skylar Erickson, and it is 3-0. Very important moment here for Axtell. They had a lot of momentum coming towards the end of game 2. They cannot afford to give it right back now with their season on the line. And they get the ball back because of a deep serve. And Brooke Bank will give it back over to the Cats. Jordan Miller now will help get him close in set 2. We'll serve it across. Across to Caitlin Wood. Lammer set. Skylar Erickson off the back foot. Still got a lot on it. Over pass right back to her by Prasoski. They set it to Skylar again on the left side. She tips it. Jordan Miller is there to Hannah Kring, and Kring will get the kill. 5th kill for Hannah Kring. Erickson had to hustle over the middle to try and get the block there. The single block was a little late. And the point registered by Kring. She's got 5 kills. Wells has 5. Lundeen has 4. And Erickson has 14. Make it 15 on that swing. Incredible. Skylar Erickson. Now back to serve it away. It'll be Lindsay Lammers. Balanced serving on this team as well. Lammers and Bank and Donovan. Outside, the tip's going to be taken across by Hannah Kring, right near the official, and she'll get it on the line for kill number 6. Back to serve it away will be Kit Wells, 4-3 Cedar Valley. Wells takes it across to Caitlin Wood. Lammer sets. Here comes Skylar Erickson at the middle, and she is called in on the near side. Our lines ladies are not decisive with their flags here tonight, which always will get the crowd going a little bit. And Kara Donovan back to serve it away. Donovan floats it middle. Picked up there by Prasoski. Right side, Kring off the block, and it is good. Anna Kring now off to a slow start has started to pick it up. They were blocking her earlier. Now she's adjusted her game. They've adjusted their sets, and they're back in business here. Even though Cedar Valley's up 2 sets to none. Anna Kring to serve. Down the middle of Donovan. Good pass, though. Right side, Skylar Erickson off the block. Kring a one hand to the outside. Wells with the return. Here is going to be a dump over by Lammers, and that's going to change the offense to Axtell. Free ball middle. Prasoski drives it to Donovan. Good set for Erickson, and she'll finish. Skylar Erickson, number 17, and Lindsay Lammers has done a good job. The passes are pretty good, but when they're not, Lammers has done a good job of getting the set where she needs it. Re-entering the ball game now is Ashlyn Wood. Plays front row here when Skylar Erickson goes back to serve it away. 6-4 Mavericks. Up 2 sets to none here in the D2-3 district final. Wells on serve receive. Nickel to the outside. Half swing down and good by Prasoski. Just her 3rd kill. Only 3 kills for the leading attacker from Axtell tonight. Skylar Erickson, by far the leading attacker with 453 coming into this match. 17 more tonight. Cedar Valley trouble getting to this one. Skylar Erickson takes a swing from the back row, and this is almost going to be down. Good rally by Axtell to return it. Now middle attack, Brooke Bank. That one's not coming back. Big point, Cedar Valley. And they celebrated accordingly. 7-5 Mavericks. Whenever our match comes to an end, it's the Visco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coach interview, and more. So keep it right here. As Caitlin Wood now serves it across in the middle to Prasoski. Set it right side, and the set is off the mark. So they will not get the ball back across. That's really the first setting error we've seen on either team tonight. And Wood will serve again. 5 total points for her this evening. Caitlin down the middle again to Prasoski. Set it to Carly on the outside. She'll go near kill and deep and out of bounds. 9-5 Cedar Valley. And timeout. Axtell. Axtell trailing 2-0. And Cedar Valley is up 9-5 in the third set. We'll take a break and be back with more district volleyball on Classic Hits in a minute.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Out of the Axtell timeout, we're back to action. Lundeen swing is blocked up front by Bank. Dug out and passed across there by Gabby Nickel. So it will be Cedar Valley to the outside. Tipping it off the net. It got over. Good job, Axtell, to dig it out and return it. But it's a free ball here for the Mavericks. Lammer sets. Middle attack. Bank is down and good. Got him out of system. And Brooke Bank with her third kill. 10-5 in favor of Cedar Valley. As Caitlin Wood now has served up 3 in a row. Axtell obviously needs to get that volleyball back. In the middle, again, they take it at Prasoski, punched across by Lundeen. Dug out by Skylar Erickson, passes a little close to the net, almost dipped it down, was Jaden Erickson. Prasoski middle, dug out Skylar Erickson, set back to Jaden on the outside, soft roll across, trouble here, they will punch it across with Lundeen, off the dig from Sorensen, and from the back row, taking it across Skylar Erickson, close to being across the 10-foot line. And they will not get it back. Skylar Erickson will get credit for the kill. I think she took off behind the 10-foot line, so it was probably a legal swing there for Erickson, but I think she kind of got lost as well as to where she was on the court. Here is Prasoski on the outside. Drives it across to Skylar Erickson. Dumped into the net, but rolls over. Lammers tried to dump it over from the center position. Here is Lundeen with the kill. Laura with her fifth kill, and the ball comes back over to the Wildcats, but Cedar Valley put up 5 consecutive points there. And it is now 11-6, and Cedar Valley is also up 2-0. Lundeen served down the middle to Skylar Erickson. Lammer sets middle to Bank, tips it over the double block, nobody home. Brooke Bank, 3 of her 4 kills here in this set, 12-6. Side out again, and Jaden Erickson will serve for the Cedar Valley Mavericks, looking for their 5th consecutive trip to state. In the last 4 years, they've won it once, third place once, and the serve hits the net and falls over for the thank you ace. Erickson, Jaden with her first ace serve. The lead is now up to 7. Cedar Valley setting in real good shape. Deep serve, lift called, ace, 14-6. And the final timeout will be called by Axtell. They hope it's not the last time this season, but they've got a deep, deep hole to dig out of. Cedar Valley winning the first 2 sets 25-14, 25-21, and they're up 14-6 in the third set of our district final. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Don't forget, we've got Thursday night football on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. San Diego has scored first, Chargers 7, Chiefs nothing, 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Serve across and Kit Wells, big swing, drives it through the double block for her first kill of this game. She had five last set. That's her first here of set number three. 14-7 Cedar Valley, Carly Prasoski to serve. Axtell 21-9, Cedar Valley 23-6. And they had to knock off the number one seed in their sub-district, Hampton, just to get here. Donovan, first kill of the night. On the left wing, she'll hammer it home, 15-7. So despite entering the postseason at 21-6, Cedar Valley was only the number two seed in their sub-district. Axtell had it much, much easier in their sub-district with a bunch of teams with losing records. And to serve Cedar Valley across for an ace. And Brooke Bank will get her second ace serve of this set. 16-7, Cedar Valley. Kind of the impressive thing is now they don't have to go to Skylar Erickson every pass, every play. She's done plenty, but not every play. Kring will take it across. Anna has it dug out by Wood. Now Skylar Erickson will be wide and out of bounds. Point for Axtell, a rare miss from the senior Skylar Erickson, who has all kinds of talent. Been talking about where she might be going to college. Kind of amazed some of the things I'm hearing. Talent is way, way up there. Served by Jordan Miller. Skylar Erickson, though, as we say that, drives it into the net. Anna Kring was waiting there for the block. But the attack error will give Axtell the point. Miller put a little run together late in game number two that got Axtell close at 22-20, but they could not get much closer, 25-21. Cedar Valley won it. Now Donovan tips it over the double block. Dig made by Nichols, so the set is made by Miller. From off the net, Kring takes it across. Good save there by Jaden Erickson and rolled over by Skylar. Close to the net, taking it across. Nichols had to. Back row, Skylar Erickson, termination. Skylar Erickson with her 19th kill, and she has got seven already in this set. 17-9. And rotating back to serve is Lindsay Lammers. Another update, O'Neill St. Mary's has beaten Ansley Litchfield in the first two sets, 26-24, both sets. We misplayed that earlier to you. And now here comes our point into Hannah Kring. Kring drives it across for the kill. Number eight for Hannah Kring, 17-10. So I think we said Ansley had won earlier, but it was O'Neill St. Mary's winning 26-24 in both the first two sets up at Burwell. Skylar Erickson tips it across. Good save by Axtell. Down 17-10, needing to get something going here. Middle attack, Skylar Erickson. She's wide and out of bounds. So four of the last 5 points have come to the Wildcats. Still trailing by six, though. Kit Wells at the service line. And fires it near side and wide out of bounds. Trying to pin Cedar Valley close to the sideline, but missed the serve. And that'll be the first service error of this set for Axtell. Kara Donovan now to serve it away for Cedar Valley, 18-11. Serve down the middle it comes. Picked up by Prasoski. Right side attack. Kring is there for her ninth kill. And five of those are in this set. And now Kring goes back to serve it away at 18-12. Silver Lake is headed to state. They beat Cross County 15-10. So congratulations to the Mustangs. Skylar Erickson here for Cedar Valley. Right side attack gets the kill. And that's number 20 in the match for Skylar Erickson. 19-12 Mavericks. And now Skylar will go back to serve it away. Looks like the volleyball might have got underneath the stands here, so they're digging that one out. Your score, 19-12, Cedar Valley in the third set. They won the first two sets, 25-14 and 25-21. In other action, O'Neill St. Mary's is up 2-0 over Ansley Litchfield, winning them both 26-24. And in five sets, it is Silver Lake over Cross County to advance to state. Now we're ready to go again, and Carly Prosaski rolls it over the top of the double block for an Axtell point. So they have not gotten off to quick starts in any of the games, but Axtell has tried to battle from behind in each set. It's such a deep hole here. And Gabby Nickel to serve it across. Skylar Erickson had to get after that one. Outside attack. Bank kill. Brooke Bank, number five. 20-13, Cedar Valley. Looking for their 24th victory of the year and a trip to the state tournament. And serving it away will be Caitlin Wood. And some miscommunication. It falls to the floor for an ace. 21-13. Prosaski opened up too late, and Sorensen didn't even have a chance to react to that one. And for Caitlin Wood, that's her second ace serve of the night. Serves it same place to Prosaski. Miller sets right side Lundeen. It's up that time by Lammers and tipped across by Bank, and they weren't expecting it. Brooke gets the kill, and now everything going the way of the Mavericks, 3 points away from the state tournament. And that is the 10th point from the service line in the match by Caitlin Wood. Wood serves this one a little deeper. Prosaski backs up to play it. Miller with the set. They're going to go right side, but Lundeen flat-footed takes it across. Donovan has to set it to the outside for the younger Erickson, and Jaden drives it home. Her third kill. You're listening to the District Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, and Overton. And back into the ball game, Kaylee Becker. But at this point, I think they just went Kaylee on the floor when the match comes to an end. They're going to set it to her, try and get her one more kill on that injured ankle. Got a swing on it, but it's picked back up, rolled over for Cedar Valley, and a nice dig to pass it back over. Free ball here for the Mavericks. Bank in the middle. It's down and good, and it is championship point for the Cedar Valley Mavericks, 24-13. They've scored five in a row. And Caitlin Wood now to try and finish things off. Championship point. Service across. Prosaski couldn't handle it. It's going to be an ace, and it's all over. Cedar Valley is going to their fifth consecutive state tournament. And for the second consecutive year, Axtell has been swept out of the district finals here tonight. 25-14. 25-21, and 25-13. So, Axtell will end their season at 21-10, and Cedar Valley heads to state down the road in Grand Island with a record of 24-6. We've got a whole lot to talk about. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and a lot more coming up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, whether you're from Greeley or Walbach or Cedar Rapids or any of the other small communities in that part of the state, they're cheering here tonight as the Cedar Valley Mavericks take care of Axtell 25-14, 25-21, and 25-13. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's may outfit your high schools. They may get the tape on your ankles. They may get the balls and all the equipment that you need for high school sports action, but they'll also take care of you, the fan, so check them out downtown Ord and taking care of you online as well at miscosports.com. Well, we have some stats to look at. We're going to hopefully get a chance to chat with the coach here, but the pictures being taken and a whole lot more at this point here in the Centura Gymnasium. I want to thank Nate Weaver and the folks here, as always, for their support of high school sports and allowing us to bring you tonight's volleyball action. For Axtell there in the third and final set, Kit Wells had one kill and one service point. Hannah Kring had five kills. Jordan Miller had two service points. Laura Lundeen, one kill. Carly Prasoski, two kills. And that's what I had for the Cats. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. We'll take a look at Cedar Valley's numbers right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Let's take a look now at the final numbers in the third set for the Cedar Valley Mavericks. Brookbank had a big, big third set. Had her for four service points, two of them aces. She had six kills. Jaden Erickson had two ace serves and a kill. Caitlin Wood, she had a ton of service points here. Let me see if I can get them all figured up. Five, six, seven, eight, nine of them. Two of them were ace serves for Caitlin Wood. Skylar Erickson pounded down eight kills in that third set. And we slide down to Kira Donovan. She also had one kill. 16 kills, no ace blocks, but six ace serves. Brookbank, Jaden Erickson, and Caitlin Wood all had two ace serves in that game. And Cedar Valley advances to the state tournament, winning that third set by a score of 25-13. We'll look at the composite numbers and hopefully get a chance to chat with both of the coaches on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Coaches are talking to the fine folks from the Grand Island Independent and the Kearney Hub, so you can read about the stories tomorrow. In the meantime, here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show, let's continue to look at our final stats. We'll take a look at the composite stats for this three-set sweep for Cedar Valley. For Axtell, I had Kit Wells with three service points. One was an ace. She had six kills. Anna Kring had an ace block and led the team with nine kills. Jordan Miller led the team in serving with 6 points. Two of them were aces. She had one kill. Gabby Nickel, one kill from the center position. Laura Lundeen, three service points, five kills. Carly Prasoski, one service point, and four kills. Overall, I had 26 kills, three ace blocks, and three ace serves from Axtell here tonight as they finish the season at 21-10. But story for Axtell, couldn't figure out the block early on. Then they did figure it up, change some things out, but they fell behind in each set and just had too big of a hole to dig out from. They fell behind big in the first set, got beat 25-14. They were down 19-10 in the second set and cut it to 22-20. And then in the third set, Cedar Valley got the first 3 points and just kept on going. They jumped out 11-5, Eventually, it was 17-9, and it never got closer than 19-13 after that point. So Axtell, 26 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves. For the Cedar Valley Mavericks, here are their final numbers. Brooke Bank, 6 service points, 2 of them aces. She had 3 ace blocks and 7 kills. Jaden Erickson had 4 service points, 2 of them were aces and 3 kills. Lindsay Lammers, 6 service points and 1 kill. Caitlin Wood led the team in serving with 13 points, 3 of them were aces. Skylar Erickson, 3 service points. She had 5 ace blocks. Those were all in the opening set. She also had a match-high 20 kills. And then we slide down to Kara Donovan, who had 7 service points. 1 was an ace and 1 kill. Unofficially, 32 kills, 9 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves for Cedar Valley. They're headed to state with a 24-6 record off of the 5th straight year with today's sweep. And we're pleased to be joined by Todd Beck, who has turned around a lot of programs. He didn't have to really turn this program around, but the last handful of years have been outstanding. Coach, congratulations on getting back to state.
Thank you. I think, you know, the records that these girls have show the determination and the hard work, you know. It's a group of girls that you never have to ask to go to summer camp or never have to ask to come into weightlifting. They ask me, when's the weight room going to be open? When are we going to start going to camp? So that this is a testament to their determination. So.
Well, the girls came out and played pretty solid volleyball tonight, but let's kind of take 3 different parts of this match. Right out of the gate, Skylar Erickson went up against Hannah Kring. Now, that's senior versus sophomore, but she showed who was boss in the gym, not necessarily from the attacks, but 5 ace blocks in that first set, which really made Axtell change what they had to do.
We started the season playing Skylar on the outside, and we were struggling with our blocking, and so we talked about it. We moved her into the middle, and what we did was we worked really hard on waiting for the block, watching the hitter when they block, and we've just done a lot of that. And we haven't been real successful this year in blocking. And so in the last 4 games, we've seen a lot more better timing, better work on that net. So that's huge for us, and that's huge for Skylar because she wasn't a middle hitter until this year, a middle blocker. So that's how athletic she is and how quick she can change. So,
well, if you guys add that to your arsenal, that could be something that takes you maybe to that level you want to be at when you get to Grand Island.
It's exciting, and these girls have been down there before, and I think that's so important when you look at our team. You know, Skylar's such a big part of it, but we had great passing from Kara Donovan and from Jaden Erickson, and our setter really stepped up and did a nice job on those tight sets on the net. And, you know, Brooke Bank is on the opposite side of Skylar, and she came in when we really needed her. And Skylar wasn't hitting the ball as well. And then the other girl stepped up and took that. And that's what we need to be successful down the state. And our girls know that. So I'm excited to see that. And they were too. They knew they needed that. They needed to be more of an even team. And that I kind of showed in that second and third set.
Talking with Cedar Valley coach Todd Beck. In that second set, it looked like you were going to run away and hide. And then the key was that they come back, make it exciting. We all know that, boy, you get beat pretty good in the first set. You're down big in the second. If they find a way to win that second set, they've got all the momentum. Even though it's 1-1, they've got all the momentum. Not only did you finish that off once again in the third set, you started off quick, and part of that was because of Brooke.
Mm-hmm. We had Hampton 24-18 the first set last week and got beat 26-24. So we talked a lot about that, and we do a lot of simulations about the JV will be 22 and we'll be 16 and not maybe being able to make an error, or the JV is 24. But we keep on going back to that same focus. Every time the ball's in play is the game. It's not the score. So every time that ball's in play, that's our game, and that's what we want to win. And so, you know, we talk about it a lot. We play it a lot in the practices, and I think that helps us because when we got down there, it would have been easy to kind of falter and let them have one set. And, you know, like we said in the dugout, we, you know, 1-1, we're even game again. We're starting all over again. We got to get this set. We can't let them slip in. So it was big for our girls to step up and do that. And Brooke made some big plays for us to finish that off.
Well, despite the great record, you had to win tonight to get into the state tournament, which means you're not going to be one of the top 3 seeds. Now I think you can probably talk about it. Most coaches have looked at it, but they don't talk about it until you get there. What do you think is going to – yeah, any idea if your draw as you go down to state?
We're having an argument. Me and the girls, some of them think we're going to end up with Giltner. and playing them. And some think we're going to be with Layton. I thought we'd be the sixth seed and we play the third seed. And that's what I thought we'd be. But I really try not to look at our next game. I try to look at the game we have. So I glanced over it. I don't know what it would be. John Smith would be the answer to that. I don't know. He gives me all my information.
Well, he's usually pretty darn accurate. No matter what, it'll be a week from tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic. If it happened to be that sixth seed, you'd play at 6:30. But we'll know all about that when the pairings come out on Saturday. And while I've got you here, one question. You've taken these teams down to Lincoln. Now the teams have been in Grand Island, and you're close right there. Just people drive to Grand Island to go to work from Greeley and Wallback in those communities. Has it made any difference in fan attendance for your team?
You know, we get a good crowd wherever we go. I love the Grand Island side. I think it gives people out west a chance to come to a game that they don't go to when it's clear in Lincoln. I think it opens up for all the area people out here out west that think, you know, for a day drive to Lincoln, we're not going to watch volleyball. I don't see the difference in our crowd because we have a great fan base and they follow us everywhere. But I do think it's huge for those teams out west. And so I'm excited to be in Grand Island again.
Well, Todd, congratulations to you and the girls, and best of luck next week in Grand Island.
Thank you very much.
Head coach at Cedar Valley, Todd Beck. They win it tonight in straight sets over Axtell. We'll try and get a chat with Brad Nelson right after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And we're back here on the Visco Sports Postgame Show as the final match tonight, or final score tonight in our D2 match is 25-14, 25-21, and 25-13 as Coach Brad Nelson is making his way up this way. Of course, when the season's over, everybody wants to chat with you a little bit and talk about the great season and congratulate the girls. And again, Axtell has some seniors, Kaylee Becker. They will lose her. They'll lose Brooke Soderquist and Jordan Miller. But there's a lot of girls coming back next year, and we're looking forward to seeing Axtell be a solid volleyball team next season. And, of course, I guess the time you start talking about next season is when this season comes to an end, and Coach Nelson joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And we'll start with the silver lining, only three seniors, some good seniors out there for you. And maybe it was one of those seniors, Kaylee Becker, down the stretch here that your team was – I guess we talked about it before the match, finally just kind of finding out what they were doing the 7-8 games that she had been out. But Skylar Erickson comes right out and maybe changes exactly what you guys wanted to do.
Yeah, well, you know, our goal was to keep the ball away from her as much as we can. And obviously that didn't work very well for us tonight. But, yeah, you know, our three seniors, you know, losing Kaylee really affected not only how we play, but our leadership, and you know, it was a pretty big blow. But you know, Jordan stepped in and played well. You know, as far as being a setter and a leader, she did a great job all year. You know, and there are a lot of girls that are going to be back next year, so you know, a lot to look forward to as well.
I thought it wasn't even so much her hitting. You knew coming in, and I think any girl comes in, you know, if you're playing against a big linebacker or a great running back, you got to see what happens the first time when you get hit by him. Well, she steps up and gets five blocks in that first set, and it really seemed to throw – you guys had to make changes. You had to say, let's get off the net, let's move it around. We can't go to Hannah every time. It started to work. Unfortunately, you guys were in a pretty big hole, down 19-10 in that second set before you really made a run. And as we talked about with Todd, if you do get that second set, even at 1-1, you have all the momentum, but they found a way to do it. Just too big of a hole too early.
Yeah, and that, you know, that happened in all three sets. We just got down too far, and, you know, then we would make some runs. But, you know, when you get down 6 points in volleyball, it's pretty tough to make that comeback. And, you know, you have to put together some long streaks. And you know, we didn't do a very good job of stopping them from getting long runs of points. You know, Erickson's block really hurt us, especially that first set, you know, just to come out. And I think three of their first or four of their first 5 points were either our hitting errors or she had an ace block. And, you know, that's not really how you want to start a game off at districts. But, you know, she's a great player and, you know, probably one of the best blockers and hitters that we've seen all year. And, you know, she can control a game if you let her. And at points tonight, we let her.
Well, and I don't know if you necessarily neutralized her or if she was in the back row just a little bit more in that third game when Hannah had her best set. But then Bank steps up and they found a couple other weapons. So it was like, wow, we found a way to at least slow her down a little bit, but now everybody else is there and slow down. She had 20 kills. I get that's kind of hard to believe, but three sets that slowed her down.
Right. And, yeah, you know, I think when we made most of our runs, she was in the back row. You know, it seems like every time we would make a run, we'd get, you know, a service block, which that was a crazy non-call. I mean, how can you be an official and not know that you can't block a serve? But anyway, you know, we just would get some kind of crazy momentum shifter there, and, you know, we just couldn't get out of it.
Well, it was a game of runs. Theirs were early. Yours were late. And it's interesting in talking with the coach. He says they hadn't blocked necessarily that way, not just tonight, but recently. They'd made some changes in the last couple of weeks, and that may make them – again, a strong team going to the state tournament.
Yeah, I really think, you know, you have a player like Skylar, you're got a good chance anytime because, you know, she's a difference maker. And you know, the other girls on their team are tough, too. So, you think when she goes to the back row, you're going to be okay. And here comes their other middle. And, you know, she's got just as hard a swing and plays just as smart. So, you know, they're just a solid team. And, you know, I think they're going to have some success next weekend, and, you know, they're a good team.
Well, Brad, we always appreciate the time you give us, and we look forward to doing it again next year because I think this will be a pretty good team. I got a feeling, unless something crazy happens with the drawings of the districts, we'll be here in a district final again next year.
Well, we hope so. I think we'll probably be D1 next year. You know, our numbers are just kind of right on the edge, but, you know, really, D1, D2, there's a lot of good teams in both, and a lot of the teams could easily go from one class to the other pretty easily. So,
Coach, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you this winter.
Yeah.
Brad Nelson, head coach at Axtell, and we'll wrap it up right after this. Time out.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Well, tonight the final score goes to Cedar Valley, 25-14, 25-21, and 25-13. Skylar Erickson leads the way for Cedar Valley as they are headed off to the state tournament. She had 20 kills tonight. Also tonight, St. Mary's sweeps Ansley Litchfield 26-24, 26-24, and 25-18. And Silver Lake is headed to state. A five-set victory over Cross County, 25-10, 15-25, 20-25, 25-20, and 15-10. So there's what we've got for you tonight in volleyball. Also, Giltner's playing tonight. Alma and Southwest playing tonight as well. And in Kearney, Grand Island Northwest is playing Aurora. Tomorrow night, we will have a Class C-15 District Championship action coming your way.